In this bulletin, new COVID-19 cases recorded in Victoria, taking a hotel quarantine cluster to 10. National health advice encouraging COVID-safe Lunar New Year celebrations. And in sport, a female Indigenous candidate up for the presidency of the Collingwood Football Club. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has recorded two new COVID-19 cases linked to Melbourne's hotel quarantine cluster, which now numbers 10. Both are household primary close contacts of currently confirmed Holiday Inn staff cases. All confirmed cases are linked to the same floor. They have been added to the state's active case tally, which numbers 19. Victorian Transport Minister Jacinta Allan says the state government is reviewing protocols to improve the system. And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the hotel quarantine system in its current form, with each state and territory managing return travellers in commercial hotels.
I seek to support every state to be as successful as they possibly can be in what they're doing to manage the health issues around the COVID pandemic. I don't have a favourite in any of this. I'm not looking to score them. I'm just looking to support them in what they're doing. How they talk about each other is up to them. I'll leave that to them. They might have the odd state sledge here and there, but honestly, at the end of the day, that's not something I'm particularly interested in. I'm more interested in how they're doing things on the ground.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says advice from the World Health Organization is that the AstraZeneca vaccine remains safe for use. The WHO has noted that while some European countries have limited the use of AstraZeneca in older people, the organization is still recommending its use in people aged 18 years and above, with no restrictions in terms of age. Professor Kelly says the advice should provide some reassurance to Australians.
They are a very respected expert group. We have Australian experts who are part of that group and have been part of the discussions in relation to that vaccine and others. So first of all, it's effective. Second of all, it's safe. And third of all, it should be used and can be used around the world. That's the World Health Organization's view.
And the Prime Minister has sought to reassure around 100,000 Australian dual nationals living in Hong Kong that Australia will try to help them if they're in trouble. The Chinese Territory's government says residents with dual nationality are no longer entitled to foreign consular assistance. Australia's Foreign Affairs Department has since updated its travel advice to the country. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told SBS Chinese the government aims to offer consular support to all dual nationals, but it can get complicated.
Well, that's not a constraint that is applied by Australia. We seek to support our citizens in their circumstances wherever we possibly can. If people are dual citizens, then they put themselves in a different category of treatment by the government of their other citizenship. The message is that Australia will seek to always do the right thing by our citizens.
And New South Wales Multicultural Health have delivered COVID-19 messages ahead of Lunar New Year celebrations. Videos and fact sheets in multiple languages are advising of ways to celebrate and gather in a COVID-safe way. One of those delivering the messages, Professor Dan Forn Lim, urges people to follow current social distancing guidelines.
Remember, we need to celebrate in a COVID-safe way. Let's practice 10 simple steps to keep our souls safe from COVID-19 when celebrating with friends and family. Let's keep our gatherings and friends and family small. Avoid hugging or kissing people you don't live with. Keep 1.5 meters apart from others in a closed room as well as in outdoor spaces. Let's all stay safe. Happy Lunar New Year to you all.
To sport, Collingwood board executive member Indigenous woman Jodie Sizer says the club is focusing on recommendations from the Do Better report. It follows an independent investigation which uncovered systemic racism at the AFL club. Ms Sizer is among the candidates to replace Eddie Maguire as Collingwood's new president. Mr Maguire resigned from his role after describing the report into racism as a proud day for the club. See what the weather's doing tomorrow. Fine and sunny in Perth, a top of 28. Cloudy in Adelaide, 22. An early shower or two for Melbourne, 24. Much the same for Hobart, 24 for you as well. A couple of showers about in Canberra, 25. Much the same in Wollongong, 27. Hot with a possible late shower, 30 degrees in Sydney. In Newcastle, partly cloudy and 31. Much the same for Brisbane. Similar conditions for Cairns with a shower or two as well. And a shower or two with a possible storm, 31 as well for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for special features and more analysis of today's news.